Hello, today, this evening, in fact, I am here with
Emmanuel Tana,
Marika Gianni,
and today we are going to be speaking about friendship, and I'm speaking about it with two very lovely ladies who I think do friendship quite well.
Aww, thanks, Bobby.
You're welcome. Okay, so they haven't seen these questions, and just free.
Freestyle.
I don't think that's what it was. Okay. The first question is, what traits do you look for in a friendship?
You want to start?
Yeah, sure. I think someone you can rely on, someone who doesn't.
But in a friendship, not so the
not
friend.
A friend.
Yeah,
in a friendship.
Okay.
Like, in a friendship, I look for. Wait, can you explain the question?
What traits do you look for in a friendship?
But that a lot of that for me comes with the friend.
Person, the friend itself.
No, like, what is it?
Like equality, like for me, there shouldn't be no power dynamic.
Okay,
friendship.
Yeah, that
makes
sense. Like stuff like that. Yeah,
like okay. I think that you should be, like, obviously not the same person. Like everyone has to be individual, and I like people who like bring something different to what I offer.
Say.
But definitely no like power dynamic or in like a genuine friendship.
And I feel like the differences do kind of make the friendship more interesting.
Yeah,
if that's something you look for in a friendship too.
Yeah, I think. So, well, when I wrote this question, something that I thought about that was important for me is laughter.
Yeah.
I think it's so important that I can laugh a lot with my friends. And I think that's how, in a way, that's how I bond with a lot of my friends, is through the stupid jokes we make.
Yeah.
And the stupider you can be around them, and the stupider the friendship is, in a way, I think is kind of the deeper it is.
I think friendship, but I think a lot of it is a balance between being able to laugh a lot and then also being able to have actual conversations.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I think...
And, like, someone you can do different things with, I guess, that comes down to being a friend, not the friendship thing. But just, like, the friendship should apply to, like, different scenarios for me. Like, the friendship should be the same, like, able to adapt to, like, as Marika said, like, more serious situations, but also... The same friendship should be able to adapt to more fun and funny and like outgoing.
I look for thereness in friendship. People who are there.
Yeah.
Okay, like presence.
Like, yeah.
That took me a minute to get. I was like,
presence, yeah.
Thereness.
Synonym for thereness.
Okay. That was a good way to ease into it. I think. So like a mix of deep but funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And different. You want to be friends with people who are different to you.
I wouldn't say that I will say that I want to, but I won't say that's, like, a deciding factor.
No.
Okay.
And also, for me, like, similar morals is a really big thing. And, like, some element of similarities, because when you first meet people, that's kind of, like, the thing you bond over.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like we all had something in common that's how I, like, initially was, like, okay, great.
Yeah. And do you think you've been in situations where you've been good friends with someone, and then a couple months or years even down the line, you realize... wow, our morals really don't align.
I feel like it would be more the case that people's morals change or something, or they start to value things more than, not even just our friendship, but just value things that I don't necessarily place the same value on. So I feel like if I've noticed that with a friend, it's not that we didn't always line up, but just people kind of grow apart.
I also think when you're friends with someone from childhood, like a childhood friend, obviously, when you're first meeting them, you're kind of, like, young, innocent. You don't really care about morals that much. But as you grow up, and it's not to say that you don't love the person still, because, like, I think you value them more, but you just come to appreciate your differences.
Yeah.
And maybe you do have differing morals, but, like, you still had that, like, very, like, natural friendship from a really young age.
Yeah.
Which, like, keeps you together.
And I think it's possible to have... deeper friendships with people you've met more recently.
Yeah, 100%.
Because I think when you're best friends with someone from birth, it is hard to, like... because you do grow apart, like you said. Yeah, and there's a pressure to keep going, yeah. Okay. The next question's quite a sweet question, I think.
Aww.
It's, what do you think makes you a good friend?
Ooh.
What do I think makes me a good friend?
I definitely laugh, that's for sure. I like to think I can listen to people if I need to. Also loyalty, like I'm a very loyal person. And I also expect that from my friends. Like if I consider someone a good friend, they should, that sounds like bad, but they should also consider me a very good friend. And like I will know if I value someone more than they value me, and it will like sort like kind of push me away a bit.
Okay. Yeah.
I think the way I care about my friends makes me a good friend. And I feel like I show up and I feel like I'm someone, or at least I try to be someone, not even just active listening, but just being there for someone, even if it's sitting in silence. And I think I also like to laugh.
Have you ever
a joke here and there?
Yeah. Here and there. Have you ever thought,
Sorry about that, guys.
Marika's phone is insane. I don't know what phone this is.
Me and Poppy are speaking with what phone do you have, Poppy?
Yeah, I don't even know. Mine's like not on the market anymore. Like
the red line.
Yeah. Whatever phone Marika has, go buy it. Because I don't know what it is. Maybe a Google Pixel. Something of the sort. Okay.
Google Pixel.
What? I just keep getting the advertisement on YouTube. Okay, wait. So what I was saying was, have you ever thought about the type of friend that you want to be?
I think about it a lot. Not necessarily what I want to be, but I think I do consider a lot the type of friend that I am.
Mm-hmm.
And if I am, I think that's just something I take into consideration.
I'm going to be so honest, I personally don't, like, actively think about the type of friend I am on a date. That sounds weird. Like, but again, it's just, like, I just, like, naturally... Yeah, yeah. Have my friendships, and I don't think about the way I'm not like actively thinking about the way I am, unless I like catch myself off guard. I'm like, oh wait, I haven't seen them enough. Then I'll like, make the effort to go see someone. Or
yeah, oh yeah, I don't think about it like all. I don't mean it like an all day, every day sense. Yeah. I just feel like it's something that I'll regularly reflect on.
Yeah,
but it's not like I'm not sitting here talking to you guys, being like, oh, my good friend to them right now. This
I think for me it takes form of I don't think it's something that really anybody thinks about. But I think sometimes I'll see something that another friend has done for my friend.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, wow, that is such a good friend thing to do.
Yeah.
I want to do similar things like that, if that makes sense.
I also think for me, like, and for all of us as we've come to Colombia, like, I think the distance from my friends I've had in my life has made me think about more about the way I am as a friend to them. Like, when I'm with people currently, I don't think about the way I am as a friend.
Yeah.
But the further apart and like the longer you guys don't see each other for, then I like reflect on like,
yeah,
am I still being a good friend? Am I still checking up on how they are? Like, am I making an effort? Like that, I think it's like the distance that makes me think about it more.
Yeah.
In a way.
Do you think that you've ever done something and been like, wow, I wasn't there for my friend enough during that moment. I could have improved on my behavior as a friend.
Off the top of my head, I there will be some, like, no one's perfect in a friendship, like,
yeah,
there's definitely gonna have been moments where I wasn't there.
I feel like it's, like, something you realize after, but, like, in the moment, it was more so, like, I didn't realize the severity of a situation.
Yeah.
Or things like that.
Yeah, it would never be intentional.
Like, no, never. But, yeah, I think definitely there's been moments where I feel like it'd be almost too... I guess I'd be thinking too highly of myself. I thought I was a perfect friend 24/7 my entire life. Yeah. I definitely made mistakes.
And I think from the receiving end of it, I've never, at least for my close friends, I've never been like, wow, they were a bad friend in that moment.
No, I always, like, also there's normally some sort of reason or some context that, like, if someone's, like, been not as present as they should have been or, but it's like, they're probably dealing with something themselves in that moment. And, like, I'd hope to think that they'd show me the same grace if I was going through, like, a little... You know?
Yeah, same.
I was gonna say, because I think I've definitely had moments where friends like treated me in ways where I knew that it wasn't them being a good friend, but at the same time, like you were just saying, I knew they were going through things completely unrelated to me. So even though I can sit there and tell them, wow, they're not being a good friend, I feel like it's not even completely fair, because with what they were going through, it's almost like, how can you be a perfect friend when you're having such a hard time with yourself?
Yeah.
So I didn't even hold them against them, really, but...
And I think that's part of what comes with friendship, is that, like, it's just like any other relationship, is that there's going to be some times where they're not giving 100% to you, and you're still going to continue that friendship because you know.
And the strongest friends will, like, that will just be a little blip and then you'll get over it.
Yeah, never even think about it. And honestly, I don't really even sit there analyzing my friendships much. No. I think I sometimes do think about dynamics that I have with people. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Do you guys think you're... Can I ask questions on your show?
Yeah, go ahead.
On your show.
This is your show. Yeah.
Do you guys think you're very high or low maintenance friends?
Low maintenance.
I would say
for sure.
Pretty low maintenance.
I would say so too, but I feel like sometimes if any of my issues have risen from a friendship, it's because they can be very high maintenance.
Yeah.
And so it's almost like we have different expectations of friends.
Yeah.
And we've so spoken about that.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, those moments where it's almost like they wanted me to question whether or not I was being a good friend to them, but I was showing up in the way that I knew how.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
But I think that also maybe no one would ever say that they're high. I mean, how do you know?
Yeah. I feel like it comes down to just, like, knowing what you expect out of, like, I guess.
But I think that I demand attention from you guys. It's not like we don't... No, do you know what I mean?
But, like, I feel like, again, it's, like, very, like, we will balance each other out. Like, there'll be moments where, like, we'll all want to, like, see each other the whole time. Or, like, you know, but it's, like, but I don't think that's, like, high maintenance. I just think that's the way, like, the dynamic
has
sort of fallen. Yeah, I agree.
Like, I think in the way that we could all sit here and say none of us are very confrontational, but that's because there's been nothing for us to confront, really, in a very good way.
Yeah,
Okay. This is the next question. This is the longest question. And, okay, if you guys need any clarifying things, just let me know.
You phrased it.
How do your friendships reflect different parts of your life? Is it okay/inevitable that you act differently around and in different friendships?
Are these two separate questions?
These are two separate questions, but I think maybe they're... We can answer them separately.
Okay.
Or I thought maybe it might be easier to merge them, but
the
it's...
The first one, I just need a little bit of clarification on what you meant.
Like we were speaking about friendships from birth, I think I can think very clearly about friends that I still am very good friends with today, but how our dynamics were different and the things we were doing were different when we were, like, say, 15.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And even though it's kind of beautiful because we've gone through that journey to now when we're much more mature and the things that we're interested in are just different, but I think that there are certain friendships that reflect very different aspects of your life. Like, even now, I think this friendship might not have been the same if it was different circumstance, a different time in life. Yeah. Do you
but
know
I think
what
that's
I mean?
The nicest thing about having friends from loads of places. That I think we're all lucky enough that we all have had really strong friendships before and now.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't like to think that I change with each friend. That that's something I would try not to do. Like, I try to be myself around all my friends and, like, not hide anything about my personality in front of, like I would not hide the fact that, like, I'm living this really American life in front of my English friends. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I would hate to think that I'm trying to hide
something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, like, that I'm going to be judged for something. So I don't think I should change, but I also think you should appreciate the part of your life that you became friends with different people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm trying to... I'm trying to think... Are you... Okay. The people that I've been friends with, I'm thinking back now. Because the majority of I'm taking it back. Like, my close circle from home, we've all been friends since 7th grade. So I guess it's...
Wow.
7 years now. Like, it'll be 8 this fall. And I think that we've all... I think... Not necessarily that we've all changed, because we've all, I guess, grown up and remained close, but I feel like what I've noticed is sometimes the friendships, you kind of grow apart with people, but you still stay really close. It's kind of awkward, like, in between.
Yeah.
Where it's like, this is still one of my closest friends, but our dynamic is so different now.
Yeah.
And I don't see you
differently. I think that's kind of what I'm speaking of. That's kind of what I'm edging on.
How, and I don't know, I don't think of it as a sad thing, because I feel like at the same time, you also grow closer to other people, and I feel like if you spend, I don't know, I feel like every... I feel like there's a time... I don't know. You know what I'm trying to say?
I think you grow together, but apart.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly.
But you don't lose that connection.
And those memories, too.
Yeah,
obviously
never lose those memories.
I can say, like, we're closer now than we were when we were 14, even though when we were 14...
You felt closer.
We felt closer.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
because
definitely.
We've just grown up together.
Yeah.
It's kind of just automatically locked in.
Yeah.
But I feel like, back to the, do you switch different friendships? I would say this. I feel like I'm... pretty consistent in the way I behave with everyone. You guys can correct me if I'm wrong.
No. I've seen you in your head.
I feel like I tend to act the same. And I feel... I don't know. I feel like you shouldn't change yourself. I feel like if you feel the need to actively change yourself, it's not... Maybe it's not a friendship that's meant for you. If you have to modify how you behave or your jokes or just anything about yourself, then you're, I think you're forcing it. I don't think you can force a friendship like that.
When I was thinking of the question, I thought about how I would answer it. And I said that I don't think I change in my friendships, but I think the friendship changes.
If
that makes sense.
Yeah, 100%. Like, because it's different people. Different person.
And that will inevitably make you different because you're going to speak about different things and have different interests and stuff.
Yeah.
But the core you is that kind of unifying factor for all of those friendships and all of those like laughs that you have. Because I think for me, I really like to laugh with my friends.
Yeah.
And we all do. And I think that is something... When I think about all of my friendships, that's kind of universal, is that I laugh with all of them a lot. I was going to say, and adding on to that, I just thought of this on the spot. I'm free.
Off the
what
dome.
Is it?
Free balling.
I'm free balling. I'm ad-libbing. Ooh. what I was going to say is, so it's interesting to me that you know when you have a really close friend and they're close friends with someone that you just do not like.
Yeah.
And it's like how am I supposed to deal with this? Because I've had that with quite a few friends where I'm like, I really do not get on with that person. I'm never going to say that. Yeah, I'm never going to make that obvious, obviously. And I think everyone has that. But it is kind of interesting because it's like, you like to think that that friend is the most authentic around you.
Mm-hmm.
But then if they're being authentic around you, then maybe that's some sort of weird reflection. Do you know what I mean?
I feel like I've been more so the friend in the middle where... But two friends, maybe they don't get on with each other, they don't like each other. And I feel don't think about it as myself being more authentic with one than the other. I think if anything, they just bring out different sides.
Mm-hmm.
Or I would say the same thing, maybe different friends bring out different sides of you.
Yeah.
But I just think it's an awkward position to be in.
It is an awkward position.
If they make it really apparent they don't like each other, because then it's almost, or here's... Speaking from, like, my example.
Yeah, yeah.
It was two of my best friends. Can I get, like, can I give us actual
I mean,
story
this now? Is being published. That's up to you.
Oh, shit, what?
No profanity.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
boy.
Oh, boy. I'm not going to get, like, name drop.
Yeah, don't
name drop.
I was never
going
to do that.
Go,
Sorry. I was just going to say, it was two of my best friends, two UC best friends, and they had a falling out. Mm-hmm. And so then... They hated each other, and then I was kind of the best friend in the middle.
Mm.
So it's almost... They had, like, joint custody over me.
Oh,
but it, but it just felt so strange, because I just want to bring people together.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a harmonizing person.
Make love not... Or what is it?
Yep.
Peace, not war.
But I feel like... I don't know. I don't like to think of friendship as a competitive thing.
Same.
I hate that. Remember, we spoke about it for a second... But if one of my friends introduced me to another friend, and me and that friend become closer, I hate to be... I would never be like, oh, that was my friend. Like, I claim...
Yeah.
I feel like something that I also have found really important in my life is introducing my friends to each other. Like, because I obviously went to boarding school, and then I had friends from home, and I made as much effort as possible to try and incorporate, like, all my friends into, like... social settings, so they can all be friends with each other, and honestly, it's been the nicest thing.
I love when my friends become friends.
Same, I love when my friends
And it's also,
friends.
I like to think that, like, it's nice knowing that one friend really gets, like, it's like it's nice when you hear a compliment, let's say from you guys.
Yeah.
When, like, for example, you met Chessie, I'm just going to say my name. Okay, and you guys all...
Shout out Chessie!
Chessie's
her...
It's her friend from home.
Yeah, and she came to stay with me at Columbia, and they both were like to me, oh, she's so nice, and that's a really nice thing for me to hear.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
two separate... like friends in my life, two separate, like complete separate eras.
Yeah.
Like still
can get on.
Yeah, get
because
on.
I would never think of it as if I guess I just think of all my friendships as individual to me. So it would never bother me if two of my friends got close.
Yeah.
I would never think it was affecting my friendship with either.
And it shouldn't.
And it shouldn't.
And if it does, then it's
I feel like,
an issue.
I feel
yeah,
like just,
exactly.
You know,
yeah.
It's more so it has to be some sort of insecurity in
yeah.
the friendship itself.
Yeah, that's true.
If you get concerned that someone's
yeah.
getting close
yeah.
to someone else, And that means that all of a sudden their friendship with you has to change?
Yeah. No, yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't think... I think that I've always been around quite low-maintenance friendships. Like, yeah. Just quite drama-free.
Yes.
I so I think I've never had reason to be insecure in a friendship, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Something that I do love is when people validate friendships. Like, I love when my parents say, wow, you have such nice
friends.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I love that. Or when they say, wow... You guys look really close. You have a really nice friendship. I love that. That's really like nice. When people compliment my friendships, I think that's one of the nicest compliments I can get. 100%.
I agree.
Because your friends are a reflection 100% of who you are and the things you like to do and the energy that you put into things. Because I think friendships is probably the thing that I put... I'm so happy that I do, but it's what I put most energy into.
Friends are a huge part of your life and, like, your identity and, like... You choose your...
You do.
But you do.
And at this age, too, I think it's the first time where we've really chosen our
friends. Yeah, because, like, we started fresh. Just like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, exactly. And I think it's, like, it really is a huge part of your life. Like, for me, friends and family are probably the most important part of my life.
Yeah, same. Same, 100%.
So it does, I think, reflect a lot about you and them and everything. And it's great when it's all positive and people give you, like, good feedback.
Yeah. And I think about, like, my brother's friends... who are just so different to me. shout them out. But they're so different to me. And for the first time, kind of a few years ago, like, I went to a party with them, and it was my first time, like, really being with them in a social setting. And I was like, God, these guys are not, like, who I'm going to get on with. And I laughed so much with them, and it was just such a beautiful thing, because I was like, wow, my brother's actually someone I would be friends with. Do you know what I mean? And it was like, and I'm friends, and I think that was just such a nice... like, mix of friends and family that I had. That's a little side note, but yeah, I don't know. I think I love just, like, when people validate my friendships. Yeah, I love that. Yeah, I think it's so such nice. A refreshing... And my whole life, I've had people validate my friendships, which I think is a very good sign. Like, 100%. My whole life, my parents have been like, you choose very nice friends.
Yeah.
And I think it's just such a... Because I don't have any energy for not nice friendships.
Neither, especially at this point in my life.
And I've never been in a not nice friendship, so I don't... Unless I was, like, in year 7.
There's definitely, like, times where, like, I've...
Well, that's life, I
feel like. For sure.
But I feel like friendships aren't meant to drain you.
Yeah,
no,
they're meant to lift you up. They're supposed to be with you when you're being drained by other things.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, I don't know. Wow! Do you guys have any
questions for you?
Is it the end?
No, not questions for you. Well, we have 3 minutes.
Okay.
2 minutes left. So should we say one thing that we like about our friendship?
I just, for me, it's just like we have the most fun together. Like, any night out, not even night out, during the day, I like, whenever I'm with you guys, I'm having the most fun.
Yeah,
same. Sometimes when I'm with anyone else.
Yeah, we make anything, even if we were sitting here right now doing nothing.
Yeah,
we still make it fun.
Just like outside eating, we were just laughing so much.
I think you guys make me feel good about myself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, see? Hey, that's so nice. Ricky! No, that's nice, though. It's true.
I think that's
what friends should do.
No, they should.
Not even, and it's not about, like, I'm not talking about, like, compliments, just, like, being around you guys as a reflection.
Yeah, it lifts me up. And I think I could actually pinpoint one time where I was like, wow, I have such nice friends. This is going to sound like the bare minimum. Because there are some stories I just don't think that I can be sharing on my back.
We're limited
with our material. But I had to go to... In December, I had a problem with my throat. I had to go to the hospital. And I walked to the hospital and I was so tired. And everyone was like, why did you go to the hospital on your own? Especially you guys. Like, why did you go to the hospital on your own?
My mom even got involved.
Yeah, exactly. Even my parents were like, why didn't you wake up your friends? Yeah, but I went alone. And that's quite a serious thing.
Yeah.
But then as soon as it happened and after the worrying was over, everyone was like, did you know Poppy went to the hospital? Like, making a joke out of it. And I thought that was just such a nice thing that you guys were worried for me.
Yeah.
But it was also so funny. And I was just like, what? And then everyone kept
making fun
of me.
She went at, like, 3 a.m. when she was, like, delirious.
And the second part, Poppy would just say to me, where did the guys go to the hospital?
Yeah, you told everyone.
You hear Poppy went to the hospital.
Then we all made a joke. Like, guys, did you know Poppy went to the hospital? Like, at that point, it was
It was just sweet because it was such, like, a... 360 of the friendship, I think.
180? Wait, 360?
Like
full circle?
Like, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So that's a 360.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Well, 25 minutes on the dot. practically.
Okay, well, I wonder what they think of our friendship. I know.
What do you guys think?
Yeah, what do you guys say? Leave a comment.
Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe. It's quite awkward, the ending, isn't it?
Because wait, what?
I don't think it was. I'm sweating.
Okay, just end it.
Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Bye, guys. Love you.
Bye, guys. Love you.
Love you guys. So
have
much.
Such a beautiful weekend. And
go tell your friends you love them.
And if you don't think about your friends that in the way we think about each other, find some new friends.
Well, oh, ooh, are we right. gonna sound it?
Find new friends is what Poppy thinks.
Just like love your friends, make sure they love you.
And just make sure your friends love you and you love them and they make you love yourself.
You are to be
and
loved.
Friendship should be easy at the end of the
Don't
day.
Don't let it drain you.
Don't let it drain you.
Why are we giving friendship advice?
We're like 19-year-old girls who
We actually know nothing.
Yeah. Friendship, sorry. Okay. But we know some things.
We know some things.
Happy Easter, by the way.
Happy Easter. Happy 420 for those who partake. Can I say that, or are you going to cut it?
No, cut it. I'm not cutting it.
Happy birthday, Fear Monger.
HBD Fear Monger!
Okay, I'm cutting that. Bye, guys. Lots of love.